This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, and welcome back to the Liga MX podcast and prediction show brought to you in association with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Cooper, and my co-host next to me is RJ. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Coop. Looking forward to spinning off the next two matches here. I think this is our third week doing this, so I've really enjoyed it so far, and hopefully all the viewers have as well.
Yeah, third week. This will be our fourth show, I believe. 10-4-2 so far this season. We started doing the show when the playoffs started, so pretty great results so far. Hoping to keep that rolling. We have two matches. We're to the semifinals now. We've got Atlas, Tigres, Club America, and Pachuca. Those are our four teams remaining in Liga MX. Very, very excited to get into these two matches. The first one starts Wednesday, May 18th, which will be today if you're listening, more than likely. You got Atlas at home as a plus 160 favorite, slight favorite. Tigres coming in on the road as plus 190, the draw priced at plus 200. So I'm just going to be honest up front here. These are tough matches. Both of these matches are tough. We're going to give you guys the best read that we can on these and try to give you an idea of how we think these are going to go. But we only have two matches to work with. We're going to do the best we can. We both did a lot of studying and have some good information for you, but I wouldn't put the farm on either of these games, basically is what I'm getting at. I just wanted to preface the show with that just so you guys hopefully take a responsible approach to these matches. That's what RJ and I talked about before the show. So, hopping right into this first one here, Atlas and Tigres. I'll kind of give my take on it to begin with. Atlas got here. They defeated Chivas, their crosstown rival, 3-2 on aggregate. Jeremy Angel Marquez scored two goals in that first game. He's going to be out this game. Their two stars, Julio Furch and Julian Quiñones, their two strikers up top, have been held scoreless. But the team is still playing well, obviously. Just for them to be at this point, there's not a lot to complain about. Tigres, meanwhile, they got here on a 1-1 aggregate advancement over Cruz Azul, and that advancement was based on table position. So the way these playoffs work, if you're the higher-ranked team, there's no need to go to extra time. There's no need to go to penalties because the tie has already been settled in the playoffs if you're the higher-ranked team going into the matchup. So that's how Tigres got here. This was a really tough one. This was a really tough one to handicap. Looking at some of the trends here, the last five have all gone under 2.5, and five of the last six, both teams to score, has actually cashed. So that's a lot of 1-to-1s, if you can do the math there with those two. And I'm not a big head-to-heads guy. I'm not a big trends guy, but I'm going to keep this one going in that direction. I actually think this game is probably 1-to-1. I don't see 2-to-2. I don't see a goal fest by any means. I really think this game ends 1-to-1. I think Atlas finds a way to score at home because they've been hot. And also going back to that table position, they're the third ranked team in Liga MX. When you look at the table, Tigres is number two on the table, which means they're going to kind of know, like, we got to get something in the back of the net at home here. So they're not going to be able to completely park the bus. They're going to have to take a couple of risks, and I think Tigres will probably find a way to score. I think Atlas will find a way to score. I would not have been on this if it weren't for the injury news for Tigres. They looked all out of sorts last week against Cruz Azul in that second leg because they were missing some guys. They've got two guys coming back here. You got Nico Lopez coming back, who is a depth player in attack. He was on a red card, missed the last game. the biggest news for the Tigres camp is Florian Thauvin coming back. He was available off the bench last week, which was our last match against Cruz Azul in the second leg. That was a surprise to see him even available. News coming out in the last couple of days that he is going to be ready to go, hopefully to start against Atlas. And that's huge because we're used to seeing Thauvin, Gignac, and Quiñones, those three up top. Without Thauvin, it just didn't look right. They looked stretched. The ball movement was funky. People were out of position trying to do too much. But he's going to be back. Also, I want to mention one player before we get to your take here. My star of the match for this last game, even though they lost 0-1, was Jefferson Soteldo. Came in around the 65th minute and looked great. Like he was the piece that they were missing. So if anything, I don't see him starting, but it's a good player to have an attack off the bench if they need him. Hopefully can help Tigres score a goal if they need a little boost off the bench. So I'm taking my dog of the week here at Atlas and Tigres, both teams to score at a +110. I don't love goals, but like I said, small slate. I think this game is 1-1.
Yeah, that is a great take. I really enjoyed listening to you explain about this game too, because I feel the same way, Coop. To be frank with you, I had a pretty busy weekend. I didn't really get a chance to watch the match. I did catch highlights of it. And what I saw, it was just a hard fought match and low scoring as expected. I think I was on the under in both matches.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think both matches obviously hit. They Atlas barely survived against Chivas after the red in the second half, right, of the last matchup. And a late goal from Chivas gave them some hope. You know, but ultimately they fell short.
Yep.
And like I said, overall, I watched the highlights. I wasn't overly impressed. There was like maybe one big chance from each side. I think Tigres rang the post once. And you know what? It was just, you know, a tight, cagey match, you know, between two teams that play that style of play. Now, you know, when you come here, you know, Tigres last match, I'm just looking quick, they had 21 shots, right? Like any match Tigres is in, they just attack the net and just rip shots from wherever the case may be. And I don't know. I have mixed feelings about this match. I don't see a lot of goals either. I like your both teams to score. Look, I think under 2.25 goals at -130-ish is a decent lean for me. But with that juice and the potential of, you know, maybe half win, I'm not going to take any chances on this match. I think you're going to see a tight affair, especially in round one. I think there's opportunity for potential for a bigger goal potential in round two with Tigres back at home and Atlas on the road.
Yeah.
But for now, I'm just sitting on the sidelines and, you know, I'm going to root and play the both teams to score with you on this one.
Yeah. So this is really a strange situation because this is one of the only games I've ever looked at that I would almost confidently say there's going to be under 2.5 goals. And I think both teams to score is going to happen. So if you want to sprinkle that exact score 1-1, I don't hate it. We are going to go back to this game at the end of the show using some of that information that we just talked about to build a parlay with. But with that, we will go to our second semifinal matchup, which is going to be on Thursday, the 19th. Club America, the home team, at a -105 price tag. Pachuca coming in on the road at +190, and the draw is priced at a +300. So last week, America kind of let us down. You had them as your dog play as America -1. It was 3-1 late. They were well in control. 97th stoppage time penalty to Puebla ruins our dog play there. Ends up pushing. That was a great read. Probably deserved a cash, but that's what happens when you bet soccer. So it's just one of the sports. That's part of the reason why it's so fun when you win, because it's hard to get right sometimes. So America got here. They defeated Puebla on an aggregate of 4-3. Pachuca, meanwhile, got here defeating Atletico San Luis. Both of those games were goal festivals. They beat them 5-4 on aggregate. This over-under is at 2.5, even money to the over and -120 to the under. So this game, you got America. They're undefeated in their last 10 here. Ever since the coaching switch when Fernando Ortiz took over the reins, he's supposed to be the intern coach. He's more than likely coaching his way into a full-time position. I mean, I would hope so. He's come in and absolutely turned things around. Last game, Henry Martin, Alejandro Sendejas, and Diego Valdez, all three got on the score sheet. And those are three guys that you want on the score sheet. Those are guys that you need to be able to rely on. And it's good if you're a Club America fan to see those guys getting on the score sheet altogether. Last head-to-head was actually Pachuca winning 3-1. That was before the coaching change. It was early in the season. So this Club America team is a completely different team at this point. So Pachuca is going to have to adjust and basically adjust for a whole different opponent, because this is not going to be the same America team that they defeated 3-1 early in the season. Pachuca, they've allowed 11 big chances in the last three games. So that's like 3.75 a game allowed in the last three games. And honestly, look, this Pachuca team has been really good to me all season. I've even called them a wagon at times. They've been very, very good to me. The overs have been good. The team totals have been good. I mean, this is the number one team in Liga MX in the standings for a reason. They've been really good. But I almost have a feeling, and we'll see what happens, I almost have a feeling that they're running out of gas. That's just how they look on the field. They were very scattered against Atletico San Luis in both games. Now, give credit to Atletico San Luis. It's a very good offense, and they caught fire, you know, last third of the season themselves. So it's not an easy team to defend. But Pachuca looked like they were on their heels. Even games that they were winning the last couple games of the season, they're just, I don't know. I mean, they almost just look gassed. They look a little bit scattered. So I've got to lean to Club America winning this game at home. I mean, they're the hottest team in the league. Pachuca looks like they've kind of shot their wad a little bit. So I do have a best bet for this game. I'm going to take the second half to be the highest scoring half at +105. That's going to be my best bet for this week out of these two matches. I could see a goal first half. More than likely, I think it's probably going to be another 0-0 halftime. This is cash and three of the four combined for these two teams in this postseason. So I think it could probably maybe open up in the second half. That's the direction I'm going with this one. What about you, RJ?
Yeah, that's fair, Cooper. I am really looking forward to this matchup. I'm expecting a thriller, to be honest, in both legs here. Like you say, America's hot. They've scored at least two goals in three out of their last four. Pachuca's allowed at least two goals in three out of their last four. And I somewhat agree with you. I think, you know, for the soccer fans out there, like Atletico San Luis remind me of PAX in Hungary. You know, they have the firepower. They score consistently, but they can't seem to get it together. And they're honestly fine with playing open matches. I think the coach, the staff, they just enjoy an entertaining game. And, you know, it makes for nice games for fans like us. And I think Pachuca in a way are the same. I think their goals for and goals against, XG, like whatever you want to look at, are pretty sound, but I think they're a little misleading towards the end of the year. I don't think they've had the firepower they've had, especially in the beginning or middle of the season.
Yeah.
And I think America is going to expose them. And I think it's going to create a matchup for Pachuca. Like once America, in my opinion, takes a lead, it's going to open the matchup, right? Pachuca's going back home, but America on the road have been very tough, very sound. And here's what I think. So America's got averaging around 2.2 goals for and just 0.4 goals against, right? So I think they've had clean sheets in four out of their last five home matches. I think Pachuca will likely find the net, though, and I think both teams to score is actually not a bad look here. I'm not sure the exact price on that, to be honest with you, but
I think it was around a -120, I want to say.
Yeah. Yep, that's what it's at right now, -118. So I think that's not too bad. And Pachuca, on the other hand, they have 1.6 goals for, 1.6 against over the last five. So just under two. So open matches, you know, goals are pretty prevalent lately. And, you know, I'm going to keep it simple here. Like I said, I'm really looking forward to this matchup. My best bet this week is Club America team total over 1.5 at +110.
All right.
I think they get on the board twice here. And to be honest with you, I also have a dog in this match, right? So I'm sticking both my plays in one basket, so to speak. And I'm going to roll with the over 2.5 goals at +107.
Okay.
And it's just simple. I'm not trying to overthink the match. I expect end-to-end action. I think both sides will be aggressive here. And like you said, Club America giving up the 96th minute PK was pretty tough, but short memory, right? We move on.
Yep.
And I expect a similar match like that, to be honest. So I'm sticking there.
There was a lot of craziness, for lack of a better term, this last week with the questionable red card and Tigres and the Cruz Azul match, the crazy late goals and the Pachuca matches. It was exciting. I'll give you that. A little bit frustrating for us because of the way that, you know, our selections were laid out. You kind of got a bad beat on your dog with America -1. I had Pachuca money line plus the under 4.5. They're up 2-1 second half. Miss a penalty, give up a 93rd minute goal to make it 2-2, and then last second, like Hail Mary, they score to win 3-2. So Pachuca wins the under 4.5. You know, out the window. But
yeah,
again, that is how betting footy goes sometimes. So, I really like your team total play here. I like what you said about once America finds the back of the net, Pachuca is going to have to open up a little bit. I could see 2-0. I think Pachuca, they're a great offense. So obviously they have a chance to contribute. I could even see 3-0 here. So hopefully Pachuca helps out with my second half being the highest scoring half and with your total. So with that, we're going to move along to the end of the show where we will review our dog plays and our best bets, and then we'll hit you guys up with a parlay. So for my dog play this week, I'm on both teams to score for Atlas and Tigres. For my best bet, I am on Club America and Pachuca, highest scoring half in the second half.
Yeah, my best bet this week, I mean, both these bets are dog plays. Club America team total over 1.5 at +110. And my official dog play is Club America just over 2.5 goals total between both sides. And my thought process behind that was it's a tough week, as you said. I think it's challenging to find plays when you have two matches. And I think in the best interest of bettors, I think we have a very good chance of hitting Club America team total, right? And even if the total were to fall short, you'd still profit a very small amount, but we'd still have profit. So that was kind of my thought process behind my bets this week.
I like that. So with that, we'll move along to our parlay. Remember, we did hit a +950 parlay to start the postseason shows. So we'll see if we can maybe cook up some similar magic here. We're going to go with Tigres and Atlas. We're going to take the draw, and we're going to combine that with Club America Moneyline for around +500 odds there. Do not go crazy here. A third of a unit is more than enough. Let the odds do the work for you. But that's pretty much this week's semifinal Liga MX show. So let me just remind you guys to make sure that you subscribe, make sure that you guys are tuning in to all the Europe shows. We're reviewing multiple sports now, and everyone's really been cranking out a lot of good stuff, a lot of winners. So that's going to do it for us. And RJ, if you have anything else, go ahead.
No, I just will say I appreciate the support. Everyone who's reached out to us on Twitter and, you know, had good things to say. You know, we do this, we spend extra time out of our day to come up with these picks, and we appreciate the support. So thank you to everyone who's shown support.
Absolutely. You guys.
All right. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the Bet Rivers Network.